This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, if you're a person that needs a little extra motivation on Monday, I think we can provide that today.
I understand
not everybody plays contests. Not everybody cares about contests. But I think this is a contest that we can all get behind.
Agreed.
Thank you. So, high-low, I want to go to Disneyland. Trip number 13 of... Is it 18 total, 17 total?
Something like that.
It's 18 total, but there's 17 winners, and then the 18th person gets
this
a grand
prize.
Yeah.
This is what I'm saying. So the 18th doesn't really matter to anybody else, right? So the 17th, so we're getting down to it, is my point. Okay. We've only got a few of them left. And today, I don't think we need to dance around the obvious. It is a guaranteed winner this morning at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
Love that.
It's simple. And in fact, I think we can actually do this for one time. Feel comfortable in this, Kayla. You're all right. Just tell me the truth. Look at me in my eyes right now like, okay. The high number is?
It's 048.
And the low number is?
046.
Okay. You can do this. The number we need to guess is?
047.
I feel confident that we can do that and not be in any sort of trouble.
So cool.
By stating the actual obvious.
Yeah.
What's really funny, too, is I was going through my usual preparation this morning. You know, come in, okay, I got my little papers out, and get out my pens and put them in the right place, because I'm that guy. And I am. I'm that nerd. Have you not ever noticed that?
I guess I've never studied your routine when you get here in the morning, but that is very funny. You always have a certain place that you put like a log, like a sheet of all the music that we have. You put it in a certain spot, and then you put your pad of paper with your notes in a certain spot, and then you line up your papers perfectly. By the way, if you've ever seen Chet when he lines up his papers, there's always exactly an inch overlap between the papers.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's funny.
It's all perfect. It's all just... It just makes me feel better. And I love that. I've never studied your routine.
Well, there he is. There's the wild radio show.
Controlled wild, it looks like.
And the control freak is over there controlling his environment. It's fantastic.
So I'm going through my routine, and I'm like, la, la, la. Oh, yeah, what is the number? Oh, that's right. It is zero, and I've got 047, and it's circled on my paper.
Yep.
There it is. So 7 o'clock this morning.
Awesome. Okay?
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know if you heard breaking news. I don't know if you're aware. Hilo, I want to go to Disneyland as a guaranteed winner. I don't know that may be a shock to some people. Of course, it's everything in our world. It's literally been at the forefront of conversations since Friday. Kalo was immediately, we got a text, guys!
Guaranteed winner!
Guys!
It was seconds after the email came out that night from AD, who was the last contestant.
Sure.
Yeah.
Seconds after I saw the email, boom, phone, text message, Kayla, guys! I'm not kidding.
I'm glad you guys got the urgency behind that. We needed to change some stuff around.
No, and that we know you because that's what Kayla will say. Guys!
And I was going to do the same thing. I was going to text, but I was eating a delicious peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm like, I'll eat this first.
Yeah, I'll wait.
I'll message. I'm like, too late, guys!
I literally came in here at 4:30 in the morning on Saturday.
Damn.
And cut the new promo that said, guys, there's a guaranteed winner.
If you did that, I didn't get to hear it at all.
I don't believe I did.
Okay.
I don't believe I did. It was it's funny how all the other days of the week, you know, we get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We come in here, we're working by 4:30. On a Saturday morning, 4:30. Woo, that's early. Oh man. Oh my God. I don't know how people do that. But yeah, so that was ready, and we're set to go, and we hope you're as excited as we are, and we'll play at 7 o'clock this morning. Also, the first pick of the prizes is coming up. We ask you what the absolute best part of your weekend was on a Monday, and then we give you the first pick of the prizes available. So we have Alessia Cara tickets. We have Ali Wong tickets. Alessia Cara is coming in November to the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Win them before you can buy them today. Ali Wong is coming. The Milk and Money Tour is Labor Day weekend. We have tickets for that.
Okay.
We have WNBA All-Star tickets. I'm sorry. We're going to hold those for Spence's Challenge.
All right. Smart.
But we also have a prize that I can say with absolute certainty that I have never in my life, I'm 99% sure, never in my life, at least in the long and storied history of this show, I have never been able to say that we're giving away a carload of something. But we are, and that's legit. It is a carload, and it's a legitimate thing, and we're giving it away with your chance to win it coming up just after 6 o'clock. So everybody stay right here real close.
Can I tell you something?
Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, man, it's guaranteed winter day.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm
guaranteed
so excited.
Winter day. High low, I want to go to Disneyland. 7 o'clock this morning, a guaranteed winner, because there's really, you're either going to get it right or, boy, are you going to be embarrassed. you are either going to win the tickets to Disneyland, or, man, are we going to mention your name for years?
Have you ever had anyone, like, in this instance where it's a guaranteed, you have one shot, you have, like, one number to guess, have you had anyone that's gone off the board?
I don't think so, but I know that we have had somebody where it was, okay, for example, ladies and gentlemen, this is just for demonstration purposes only, but where we went, yeah, it's 148, you know, the low number is 148 and the high number is 213. And they were like, 3, 4, you know, whatever. And it was like, are you sure? Because you got to accept the guess.
So Right? Does that become the new high number? Like, uh-huh. Not that yeah. It matters, but yes. Like, okay. Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's,
so I guess if you're just evil and you want to screw with everybody, do that.
Wouldn't that be funny, though?
But I mean, at this point, yeah, I think everybody's got to
guess 985 and then... Darn it.
See it start all over again.
Start all over, but then the next person sets some sort of record.
Yeah, and then if they didn't hear us earlier say what the winning number was, then you're kind of back to square one.
Yeah. There'd be somebody, though. I mean, we got P1s that pay attention. Yes, they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They know what they're doing. So 7 o'clock this morning, and again, even if you don't like to play contests, I think this is worth a phone call.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Agreed.
Maybe some monsoon weather coming this week. Maybe. I'm not lying, though. Don't you get the idea? Have you seen a weather report?
No.
Okay, so here's the deal. So it starts to get hot and steamy later on today. So the temperature drops, but not by a lot. The humidity goes up, which just, you know, makes it seem miserable. And so that comes in later today. You'll start to see clouds already rolling in this morning. Then I guess like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we got a chance, and I'm smelling that it'll just be hot and muggy.
No rain.
No.
Awesome. I mean, humidity is the absolute worst for my hair. So
mine too. I don't have any. For those of you who haven't seen me lately, I don't have any. But it was funny this weekend too, watching that. And I understand heat upper 90s for a lot of people. It's awful and it's terrible and not everybody has air conditioning and I know it's bad. I do get it. But I know I'm not the only one that watches this stuff and they're like, yeah, with the humidity, it felt like it was 110. And I'm like, oh, poor you. You know, I was like, oh, could you stop?
Yeah.
I like, though, that as it gets more humid and steamy and such like that and you're out in, you can go.
Here?
Well, yes, here in Las Vegas this week, if the rain doesn't come, you can go, boy, I hope Kayla's hair's okay.
Yeah. Thank you for caring. I really appreciate it.
Shame on you. That's a real thing.
Y'all,
you may not remember. You may not remember either, but that's a real thing.
I know it is, but it's still funny. Oh, my hair.
You should see it. I have to. No, remember.
You put a lot of effort into your hair. Like, if I want my hair in the morning, my hair is naturally straight. So if I go to do it and then it gets humid out, it'll fall flat. It looks terrible. Do you want your friend to look terrible? You're a horrible human being if you want me to look bad.
And by the way, that's stuff that guys don't understand. Guys truly don't understand it. You will look fine. You will look great. As always, it won't make a difference. We would never know if you didn't say
really?
Anything. Because that's stuff that guys just don't. Mm. They're like, oh, you're doing something different? Stupid humidity. And guys be like, all right, it's kind of hot. You know,
whatever. Well, now I do know. So when Wednesday comes, I'll go, man, your hair looks awful.
Yeah. When she got the Dr. J fro working because it's humid. Yeah. You know, I was like, oh, God. Oh, man. So, all right, something else I was going to say. But you know what? My brain has already moved here.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
So what was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. Alessia Cara. It's been announced that she'll be here November 15th. Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Those tickets go on sale Friday. You don't care because you're going to win yours before you can buy them.
Okay.
Or maybe you don't want to go see Alessia Cara. We love her. She is wonderful in concert. She was here for one of those SPF shows. Also at the Cosmopolitan, just outside. This time, she'll be inside in the lovely air conditioning. Although it'll be November and we won't need it. But that's another story for another time. Ali Wong will be here Labor Day weekend. We've got tickets for that at the Encore Theater at the Wynn. We also have, now get this, and I'm pretty sure that we have never had an opportunity to say this before. We have a carload pass for the Las Vegas West Wind Drive-In. This sounds amazing. A carload. Findlay, let me read this here. Findlay North Volkswagen has given you a movie night out. It's a carload of fun at the Las Vegas West Wind Drive-In. Double features on each screen. The pass is good for one vehicle, and you can cram as many as 8 people into said vehicle and get in for free. It. And I think that sounds glorious.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's funny.
So, just for what was the best part of your weekend? It's 702-364-9898. It's the first pick right now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
And with a guaranteed winner for high-low, I want to go to Disneyland. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, we get into the first pick. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Spence?
You know, I very rarely when you do some sort of project, like arts and crafts, whatever, like kind of thing, like we're doing stuff in our backyard, does it turn out like you envisioned?
Right.
So I took these old stools and I gave them kind of a distressed, weathered cantina look, you know, very colorful, but I painted
like
them.
Like the fine grit sandpaper.
Yeah, and I sand it so it looks weathered and stuff. And I'm like, holy cow, I did it. And
they're
it
very nice.
Cool. I was so thrilled with my effort, and my back and my hands are raw and everything else. But
dude,
it was cool.
Man,
you really
stuff.
need to wear gloves, bro.
Well, this was from digging a hole and planting some lantana and stuff like that.
Did you have gloves?
That's beside the point. Yeah. So these stools, I've sat and stared. I'm like, that's just what I thought it was going to look like.
We've been friends a long time, and it's usually just a bottle of booze for his birthday. But now I know. Gloves. That's what I'll be getting spent this year. Kayla, best part of your weekend?
On Friday night, I went out to dinner with my boyfriend and overheard the most glorious conversation ever. It's the funniest thing. The woman behind me got into a conversation with her, I'm assuming it was her husband. She said, I don't believe that Hugh Jackman is really Australian because his American accent is so believable in Logan. Which was the greatest conversation to ever hear. And I'm like, and they went on for a couple more minutes about it.
Did
he
promptly break up with her? Did he just go, he's an actor. He makes millions of dollars to be.
I was hoping he would have said, okay, honey, it's official. We've actually talked about everything.
Yeah.
I'm moving on now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was just so glorious.
Did they also debate whether the moon landing was real?
No. We left. They could have kept talking about really great conspiracy theories, but that was the funniest thing I think I've ever heard to this day.
Can you believe that it really is 1 in 5 people? And, of course, the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing was what, Saturday?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday? Yeah. Saturday. And can you believe that 1 in 5 people still think that it's all BS?
Yeah.
That it's not real. you know they have satellite pictures of the stuff because there's no wind and there's no rain on the moon, that the stuff that they left is still there.
Yeah.
It's bleached out because of the sun.
Yeah.
But the stuff is still there, and they could see it and still be, well, that's fake too.
Yeah, everything's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. DLK, who's now, who's DLK, who is this person that I believe, is it Brian that's on the other line?
Yes, it is.
It's your husband that's on the other line. So who gets to tell the story, you or him?
You choose.
All right. So what was the best part of your weekend?
Taking the family and going to Disneyland.
And would you concur, Brian, that that was the absolute best part of the trip?
Well, of course, it's Deanna's on the other line, but I think me and the boys really like going to watch the race at Irwindale more, but don't tell her that.
Fair enough.
Got it.
We won't tell her. I promise.
Okay, good.
We will not be the ones that will tell her.
Okay, because the doghouse is just not as comfortable anymore.
No, it's too hot out there right now. Are you kidding? It's ridiculous. All right, you kids, hang on a second. They will be a combined entry.
Got it.
Yeah, right.
I love that. By the way, let me ask this. So, DLK, are you going to be greedy and try and go back to Disneyland with a guaranteed winner at 7?
Yeah.
I love it.
Of course.
Good. That's the proper
Savage.
Answer. Yes. Greed is good in this situation. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Kristen Henderson?
School shopping with my daughter.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. We went to Build-A-Bear and all kinds of stuff. It was a lot of fun. Oh. I got my sister her first Build-A-Bear. I mean, she's in her 30s. I'm in my 30s, but still, it was a lot of fun.
And so then how old's your daughter?
She's going to be 10 this year.
It becomes the fun age to go shopping.
This year.
Yeah, because she can wear actual clothes, but you get to have a lot of say in it still.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
No, that's good stuff. What was the absolute best part of you? Hannah in Northtown is coming to visit us today. Hey.
Wait,
here's the real question I have for you. So you said you have jury duty today?
Yep.
How are you going to get out of that to be able to come and see us at 10 o'clock?
Well, because jury duty doesn't start till 11, so I planned out my whole morning so I could stop and see you guys when the show ends.
Bro, I was supposed to have jury duty today, and they wanted me there at 7:45.
What?
Oh, well, because I already got selected for the jury, so the judge isn't available till 11.
Got it. And I have already been excused again.
Nice.
Yeah, somehow I weaseled out of it again. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Well, as lame as I am, the absolute best part of my weekend was doing laundry and cleaning my entire house so I could have a nice, fresh start to the week.
Very good.
That is a good feeling.
Very, very good. I want to talk to Soul mostly because, and am I saying that right? Is it Soul?
Yes.
Because I don't think we've ever had a soul on this show. Well, that's got dual meaning. I don't know if this show has ever had a soul, but I don't know if
we've
ever...
We've definitely been soulless.
For sure.
On occasion, yes. But I don't know that Soul on the East Side. I don't think we've had the pleasure before. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Convincing my fiance finally to have our wedding in my hometown in California.
Where's your hometown?
Fresno.
Well, I can see why you didn't want to go.
Oh,
I mean,
you
understand that. You're from there. Where's he from?
He's here. He's born and raised from Vegas.
Oh, God, a Vegas guy does not want to go to Fresno for his wedding. Have you been able to take him there and show him the good part?
Well, actually, my brother's wedding was this past weekend, and he saw how the park was decorated because my dad's a park supervisor in Fresno.
Ah.
So he actually was like, okay, you've convinced me to see him there.
That's nice.
Yeah, you've got an in. You've got an in that.
But you live in the wedding capital of the world. Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, Fresno, great. You're in Vegas.
Yeah, but venues here, I haven't really liked them.
Yeah. No, I understand where you're going with that. And you want to get married in a park. And so when are you getting married?
Still 2 years. They have May 21st.
Oh,
21.
So, yeah, that's why he said yes. He knows he has time to weasel.
Yeah, that.
That's why he said yes. Stay on him, Soul. Don't you let him get out of this.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Stupid.
Just you forget how long it like trails out.
Well, sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. Our system here is schizophrenic.
Huh.
Sometimes it will. Sometimes Post Malone goes on for another like minute and a half or whatever. Other times it doesn't. Yes, we're getting very close to high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. I had mentioned a moment ago, we need two P1s if we could. Chris has already volunteered. Chris has already volunteered to be part of this. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Thanks. You're good people. appreciate
you. Morning, too.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Oh, old school talk.
I like it.
Old school talk. We could use a single, if you are listening right now, you are single, and you have 4 minutes that you could spend with us. I wanted to do a bit that originally was going to be Kayla. Confirm or deny. But then I thought maybe we should just bring in some help on
it. All right.
It will go super quick. Then we will get to high-low. I want to go to Disneyland. The other thing, if you're calling this morning, too, because I picked up the phone thinking it was going to be another, you know, the other girl that we needed.
Yeah.
So I picked up the phone. Little Jess, we don't know what happened. Something happened to her on Friday.
Well, she has to go to a chiropractor or something now this morning. It's insane. So I don't, yeah.
Told her not to do yoga till she was ready. You got to work your way into these things. Told her, don't go to Orange Theory if you ain't ready to go to Orange Theory.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she's out. And so I picked up the phone and I go, hey, who's this? It's Jordan. And I go, you're not a girl. He goes, you're not little Jess. So no, it's not. You never know. If you want to talk to Kayla in person today, now's your chance.
Yeah.
So high-low, I want to go to Disneyland coming up. We need one single female P1 to help us with Kayla. Confirm or deny. Do all of that right now. Thank you very much for getting up with the Chet Buchanan Show. It's 98.5 KLUC.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So this is called Kayla, confirm or deny, but we brought in some help. Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Hi. How long have you been married?
17 years.
Oh, right on. No, this is perfect. You're a fully formed adult. You can tell us, you can give us the real story on how important these things are.
For sure.
This thing said 10 things that she wants you to notice. And I'm like, really? Really? So we're gonna grade them on a scale of 1 to 10, how important it is to you that a guy notices these things. Also with us is Katie, and it says here on my screen that you are a 22-year-old, Kayla wrote this, by the way, that you are a 22-year-old hottie with a body. Is this?
I got that mom bod going on, Chet.
Atta girl. Get it. But you again, you're 22 and single, yes?
Give or take. More, yeah.
22-ish.
No, 22-ish or single-ish?
Single-ish.
All right.
Taken, but interested.
Yes.
Understood. Yeah, we know. We get it. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how important is it that somebody notices your shoes?
I mean, a 5.
Chris, how important is it to you?
1.
Yeah, Kayla?
Depends on the shoe. I have my eye on a pair of high-top Nikes that I absolutely love, and if Buddy never noticed them, I'd go ballistic on him.
Okay.
So I'll say like a 7.
Damn, but it's the high-top Nikes that are the important ones?
Right. I think they're the fancy dress shoe kind.
No.
Chris, scale of 1 to 10, how important is it that they notice that you're funny?
Funny? Oh, gosh. I don't have the sense of humor he does, so I guess maybe a 2.
Yeah, see, we're a 1 and a 2 for Chris so far. Katie, how important is it that they notice that you're funny?
Oh, my God, that's a 10.
Yeah, I like it.
Good. Could you step it up so we can notice it?
Scale of 1 to 10. Oh, Kayla, how important is it that he notices you're funny?
Yeah. At least a 9, if not
43.
A
10. Yeah. How important is it that they notice that you smell different, Kayla?
Oh, I've 6, maybe. I don't know.
Chris, how important is it that he notices that you smell different?
Like a 10.
Yeah, same thing, Katie.
I would say like an 8.
It's important, man.
Like his senses have to match up with your scent.
Yeah.
And if you've changed perfume, that's important.
That is important. You're totally right.
That's what I'm saying.
He wouldn't notice.
Ooh.
I went ballistic on Buddy when I switched over from one Juicy to the other Juicy because I love Juicy perfumes, and I went crazy on him.
I think the thing about it is, too, that guys don't care. They think you smell great always. You know what I mean? We like how you smell. How important is it that they notice that you cleaned up, Katie?
Oh,
that you clean? Hang on. Is it clean up the house or clean up? Yes, that you cleaned up the house. How important is that they notice that, Katie?
Oh, my God. That's a 20.
Yeah, absolutely.
Chris, same?
Yeah, 20. Yeah.
Kayla, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How important is it that they notice that you've worked out, Kayla?
I'd say like a nine.
Chris.
I'd say probably an 8.
Katie.
Work out, so 2.
Yeah. I don't work out,
I love
so
it.
2.
The hottie with the body.
I mean, Kayla and Spence have seen me. I met them when we were at the Easter egg thing. I'm Caden's mommy.
Oh,
yes, and I've seen you on the gram. I've seen you on the gram. Yeah, stop being modest. How important, and this is way more personal than I was thinking we were going to get, but how important is it that he notices that you waxed? Kayla.
10-0.
Oh, wait. Who said 10? Chris said 10?
I said 0.
Katie said 0.
Katie said 10.
Oh, Katie said 10. Chris said 0.
Yes.
Kayla?
I laser, so I'm good.
Perpetual.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Perpetual.
What do you want from me? I'm sorry. It's not important.
I would do laser if I could, that's for sure.
The whole hair thing. This is important. The whole hair thing. If you've changed your hair, you got a cut or whatever, how important is it that he notices for real, real, Chris?
Oh, that's a 100.
Katie?
You don't notice my hair, he's in big trouble.
Huh, Katie.
I talked to him about it because there's a certain length that I cannot go past. So we talk about it. So
wait,
it's a 10.
He has put a hair length rule down on you?
Well, it's just like I can't go too short because then I just look like I'm a child.
Oh, okay.
So it's like. And we both agreed on that.
I thought you were just saying he was controlling.
Yeah, my God.
I was like, wow. Kayla, like, how important on your hair? How important?
45. I mean, like, you got to notice it. I don't care if I got it trimmed and they took off a half an inch. You better say something because I went and got a blowout for you.
Understood. Right? Understood. My wife always bails me out because she will remind me that she's getting her hair done, and then she will come home and ask me how it looks. So she bails me out 9 times out of 10 on that. All right, guys, we got to go. As you can imagine, people are going nuts. Hi, Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. We got to go.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. Thank you, Chris. Katie's already gone. And there you go. The music's playing. It's time. Let's do this. 702-364-9898. Kayla, the low number or the high number is
048.
And the low number is
046.
We're not saying any more than that. It's up to you from here, kids. It's up to you. 702-364-9898. Good luck.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, I guess all we have to do is hit the dramatic music.
98.5
KLUC. And then we just have to introduce who?
Alicia Flamenco from Henderson.
Hello, Alicia Flamenco from Henderson. Now, this is very difficult. Very, very. Need you to focus here now.
Okay.
This is so dumb. The high number is?
048.
And the low number is?
046.
All right. Alicia, to make it official, hi, Lo, I want to go to Disneyland. What is the winning number?
047.
Hey. You get to go.
You get to go.
Nice.
It's always nice when they just lay it up there for you. You know what I mean? When they just set it right out there on a platter.
I'll be
you.
Honest. I'm more excited than my kids are going to be.
Oh, yeah? What are you excited to go see? What's your favorite? What is your favorite thing about Disneyland?
Honestly, like everything. It's like when you're there, it's like literally the happiest place on earth.
I love.
Like, you cannot be in a bad mood when you're at Disneyland.
What do you eat?
Everything.
Churros.
Yeah, Dole Whip.
Turkey legs.
I'm a Dole Whip.
We have to do the Dole Whip.
I would never. Here's the funny thing, too. I would never. Nothing against Dole Whip.
Yeah.
I would never on my own ever, 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 ever. Order a Dole Whip anywhere else on the planet. Yeah. I'm at Disneyland. You give me a Dole Whip or somebody's getting cut. I'm not lying.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on all of that. Well, congratulations. A four-pack of two-day park tickets. They don't call park hoppers anymore.
No.
Park tickets to Disneyland. Alicia Flamenco of Henderson.
Yeah.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. 90.5. KLUC.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
How often do you call your mom?
Every day.
Oh, that's right. You do every day. You're a really good kid. How often do you call your mom, Spence?
Once every couple weeks.
Yeah, see, and that's strong. This is meanwhile, this guy exists to make everybody look bad. A 19-story apartment building in Philadelphia caught fire on Thursday. This dude, his name is Jermaine. We don't know his last name. But he found out that his 65-year-old mom was still inside.
Oh.
Okay. She has some health issues. She's confined to a bed, so she couldn't get out. And the firefighters are not letting Jermaine in. So we'll let him pick up the story from there.
They said the elevator's not working. I'm like, no problem. I'll take the steps. I just want to go make sure my mother is sick. She bedridden. So I need to get up there. She was more shocked. She don't be surprised at things I do to her. She know I go over and beyond for her. So he actually did cut me a break.
Hang on. So let me back up. We got to fill in some gaps here. Jermaine told the firefighters, yeah, okay, cool. You're not going to let me in. I'll take the steps. You heard him say that. Jermaine decided to scale up the side of the building like Spider-Man.
Dang.
What?
And he had to climb 15 floors to get to his mom. A news helicopter actually got footage of him climbing back down. We're not sure why he didn't take the stairs at that point. he was climbing back down. So then that's the part. Well, let's see what else he says here.
She know I go over and beyond for her. So he actually did cut me a break.
Yeah, so the cops cut him a break. He fully expected to get arrested. But the cops were obviously very understanding and just let him go. The craziest part is that he had just cracked his hip on a set of stairs earlier that day. It was actually on crutches at the time. But he says the adrenaline just took over when he thought his mom was in trouble. Did I mention the part that his mom's fine?
Yeah.
Yeah, his mom's just fine. Oh. So no big deal. The fire didn't spread to her apartment. And yes, she was in fact shocked when she saw her son climbing over the railing of the balcony and all that. He's got a little more to tell here.
Because he understands the circumstances. You know, when your adrenaline pumping your mom up there, you thinking she dying, you do anything you can. We used to jump roofs. I'm glad I had to practice.
Isn't that funny? As kids, we used to jump roofs and, you know, screw around, climb. So he'd already had the practice.
This is no big deal.
So I don't want to say it was a misspent youth because, you know, kids just do stupid stuff.
Right.
I'm not saying
like
he was
jump roofs
or whatever it is that you do. I was trying to think what kid skills do I have that I might have to employ to this day. And the only thing that I know is that just because you feel like you're not able to run any further, you can still run further. You just have to decide. That's the only only kid skill that I could think that I could put into play. But just amazing story. Way to go, Jermaine. Just good feeling story of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Maybe let's do a little bit of this.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
It's hectic without Lil Jess here. We all got to pick up the slack. Lil Jess is out some undisclosed medical emergency. She's on the injured reserve list with Asia Wilson and Sydney Colson right now. We hope to have her back soon after the All-Star break. But who's on the phone right now?
Irene Rivera from the East Side.
Irene Rivera. Hello, Irene.
Hi.
Hi. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jump on Twitter.
Okay. And just another simple question. Do you intend on cootering today?
Not today.
Are you hiding somewhere right now? Like, are you sneaking this at work and you're not supposed to be?
No, I'm getting ready for work.
Oh, okay. Get you. You're being very soft-spoken. I thought, okay, what kind
of...
I was like, what kind of treacher are we up to here?
I think it's just her demeanor, because when I was talking to Irene, she's like, yes, I listen to Spence's Challenge every day. Oh. And it's like, I'm like, oh, calculated.
She's one of those. She's one of those that cut you. You won't even know you got cut. That's what happened. I got you. By the way, if you just tie Spence today, too, you get a pair of tickets to the WNBA All-Star Game that is this Saturday, a Mandalay Bay Event Center. So, 30 seconds on the clock. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Go ahead.
Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Selena Gomez was a maid of honor this weekend. Who got married?
Her cousin.
The girl with the dragon tattoo star, Rooney Mara, got engaged this weekend. Who's she marrying?
I don't know. Jim Alcooter.
It looks as though Marvel is ready to unveil their first openly LGBTQ superhero. Who is that?
Oh, my gosh. Natalie Portman.
Also announced at Comic-Con, Marvel announced that Mahershala Ali will star in a reboot of what?
Blade.
You know what? I'll let you get this last one, too. Who was it? Who was that in the mosh pit at the Tomorrowland Music Festival in Belgium?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Spence! I will freely admit, we played fast and loose with the time with Irene.
Okay.
And it was to her benefit. So we will also play fast and loose with the time with you, sir.
Okay.
Same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. She's got a little work cut out for you today.
Oh, great.
Yeah, your confidence is rocked a little after Friday, huh?
It happens every time I lose or tie. It's just kind of like, what am I studying? What's wrong?
Start
what's wrong
questioning everything.
No, for real.
All right. Well, here we go. You're good. Right. I have faith in you.
Thanks, buddy.
By the way, I predict a tie today, just so you know.
Oh, okay.
I just did that to screw with you. The look on his face. Can't say any of those words on the radio. None of them. Selena Gomez was a maid of honor this weekend, sir. Who got married?
Her cousin.
The girl with the dragon tattoo star, Rooney Mara, got engaged this weekend. Who is she marrying?
Joaquin Phoenix.
It looks as though Marvel is ready to unveil their first openly LGBTQ superhero. Who's that?
Valkyrie.
Also at Comic-Con, Marvel announced Mahershala Ali will star in a reboot of what?
Blade.
And who was that in that mosh pit at the Tomorrowland Music Festival in Belgium?
Shaq Diesel.
Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
By the way, if you've not seen that video, you
have
not
so funny, awesome. Right?
You have not lived. Let's see how we did. Irene, you did very well today. We're very proud of you. Selena Gomez was a maid of honor this weekend. Who got married? Irene said...
her cousin.
And Spence said...
her cousin.
Usually if they say the same answer... it's right. And it was her cousin that got married. Girl with the dragon tattoo star, Rooney Mara, got engaged this weekend. Who is she marrying? Irene said...
I don't know. Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, maybe, but it didn't make headlines. Spence said...
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Booyah! Booyah!
Who knew, by the way?
I didn't even know they were dating.
I didn't know either.
Yeah.
And by the way, they like it that way. They're very, supposedly they've been doing it on the under, literally and figuratively, that they've just stayed on the under. And who knew? It looks as though, Spence is up 2-1. It looks as though Marvel is ready to unveil their first openly LGBTQ superhero. Who is that? Irene said.
Natalie Portman.
No, she's the female Thor, but that's, yeah. And Spence said.
Valkyrie?
He said with a question mark, Valkyrie.
Yeah.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Valkyrie.
I wasn't sure how to pronounce it.
Oh, well, nice
I
work.
I saw the... yeah, I read it.
No, you crushed it. Also at Comic-Con, Spence up 3-1 now. Also at Comic-Con, Marvel announced that Mahershala Ali will star in a reboot of what? And Irene said...
Blade.
And Spence said...
Blade.
Blade. They both said Blade, and guess what?
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
Uh-oh, look at Spence. He's back, kids. There's four. And who is that in the mosh pit at the Tomorrowland Music Festival in Belgium? And Irene said?
Shaquille O'Neal.
And Spence said?
Shaq Diesel.
Yeah, they were both right, but you know what that means for Spence. He was all nervous and whatnot, and it's one.
Booyah!
And two.
Booyah!
And three.
Booyah!
And four.
Booyah!
And five.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
He's
booyah!
Back, baby. Yeah. Don't mess with him.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, my name's Spence, and it's a challenge, that's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge, yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, back to this silly Netflix conversation. We were trying to figure out how Netflix can afford to pay Eddie Murphy $70 million. And then before that, Chris Rock, what did he get? He got the 40. I gotta go back and look
for two shows.
Yeah, he got 40 for two specials, and Dave Chappelle got $60 million for three specials in 2017. And we're like, how can they afford all this? And then I was looking up another thing. Netflix stock drops more than 10% as earnings show huge decline in new subscribers. So I thought, oh my God, Netflix, they're gonna go away.
Yeah.
Would you just tell me?
They make $950 million a month in subscriptions.
Oh my God.
Additionally, another $30 million from people that still rent DVDs from them.
Per month.
Per month.
People still rent DVDs? What?
Yeah, Redbox, y'all.
I guess that is true.
Is that what that is? Isn't Redbox Netflix?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. Netflix, they would send them to your house.
Yeah, they sent them.
That's what it was.
That's like $1 billion a month. So
a month.
I think they can pay out. They probably have a budget for entertainment. Okay, we're going to put this much money out.
Yo, Netflix, I want a special. Damn, come on. I'll take 1/60th.
No. Does Eddie Murphy do direct deposit, like straight $70 million right into the account? Is that how that works?
You know what? Yeah. That's a different lifestyle. Sure. Than Tanya, do you have any insight on that?
I would totally do direct deposit.
Yeah, if you're getting $70 million, does it just go straight into, I guess it probably goes
because
straight
honestly,
into your account.
You don't want to take that check to down to the Wells Fargo. They're gonna put like a 3-month hold on it, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, you'll try to go get gas. You'll put in your debit card, and it'll say no.
They'll go, we're going to release $100 to you right now, but we've got to put the rest of it on
hold. Oh, do they do that?
That's what a lot of banks will do. If you got like a check for $10,000 for some reason, like you sold a car.
Sure.
We'll release $100 of it. It takes another 2 weeks.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, right?
But they'll release the $100.
Yeah, it's funny.
That's fantastic. Hey, Tanya.
Yes?
You've got tickets for the WNBA All-Star Game this Saturday at Mandalay Bay Event Center.
Awesome.
If you get the opportunity, come and say hi. Although I understand that the NBA people and the ESPN people are difficult. Or not difficult.
Really
difficult is
about...
not the word. But yeah, it's strict.
Hardcore, okay.
Yeah.
It's strict.
Because they don't want any tampering. They're like, oh, no. This is really, really, like, they think you're going to do something?
Tampering with what?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Do you think that they think you're going to do something? I mean.
Like switch the names of the All-Star team and then screw up the PA announcer?
I don't know.
And Chet's looking at it going,
so weird right now. Tampering at an All-Star game?
I don't know.
No, I think they want you to pay attention.
Yeah.
You know, and all that kind of thing. But come and say hello. And by the way, those All-Star game tickets, while amazing, maybe not even the best part.
Oh, Kayla's got a joke?
Well, yes, Kayla's got a joke. She's like, wait a minute, what? I know the whole tampering thing. I'm sure you were pondering. Yeah, but Kayla's got a joke.
So why did 7 eat 9?
I don't know. Why did 7 eat 9?
What? Yo, you look confused right now.
No, why did 7 eat 9?
Because you're supposed to eat 3 squared meals a day.
Oh, math joke. Smart math joke.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC. Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Are you still upset that we couldn't understand that there's actually 5 more trips left?
No, I don't care.
Oh, I think you cared deeply. Kayla had like veins bulging out of her neck. She was yelling at Spence and I that there's actually 5 trips or 5 sets of tickets.
Yeah.
For High Low, I want to go to Disneyland. And we didn't believe her. But this is why we have a double math major on staff.
True.
So
to do the basic numbers, yeah.
She's like, guys, guys.
There was a little Hulk moment there. I had some veins.
She got
to
the point of where Spence and I were like.
And what's really funny is she's still wrong. There's only four.
No, I'm not wrong. You're wrong.
How dare you? See? I see what you were doing. You were pulling out the, You were proving what was going on in here. I see what's happening.
I will accept your apology after the show. He's fine. I'm not upset about it. I'm just...
No, see, this is what you got to understand. He watches those crime shows. What he did right there is he was showing the court that he got you to blow up on the witness stand. That's what it is. So, see? She's violent, Your Honor. That's what that was right there. Don't let him... Don't.
Got it.
Just leave it alone from here on out. Okay, so I'm going to start here. It's a 177-second survey, but the setup for the first question is three questions in 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes. Everybody has to take part. No one-word answers, okay?
Got it.
But the first one needs a little setup, so I'll start the clock after we set it up.
You're good and ready.
Yeah. Start the clock when I feel like that. What's going on? My boyfriend and I just got engaged, says the email that we got. We've been living together for a little under a year, and he pays me $500 a month. The house I own, is this from, did you write this, Kayla? Is this yours? Pays me $500 a month. The house I own is paid off. Bills are on the low end, so technically he pays $200 in rent. He thinks, once we're married, that he shouldn't have to pay rent anymore and that we should split the bills evenly. He's also stressed because he has accrued some debt, about $15,000 since we've been together. This frustrates me because I worked very hard to pay off my house early, and I feel like he's taking advantage of that. He's made less money than me the entire 4 years we've been dating, and it's a constant issue in our relationship. I believe the man should contribute more than the woman. I'd love to split everything and own a house. It's 2019. What are you doing? I'd love to split everything and own a house together, but he's nowhere near being able to do that. What is the fair thing to do once you're married? So once they're married, and here we go, and we've only got 3 minutes, and we may be able to take up the whole 3 minutes. Okay, so does he still have to pay? Once they're married, does he have to pay rent?
Yes, he does.
No, the house is paid off. There's no rent to pay. The house is paid off.
There are expenses to living in that house. Like you have to save up to renew the, the home warranty.
Insurance and all that stuff.
So you split all the costs.
But it doesn't sound like they're going to do a joint account or anything like that, because he's accrued so much debt, they can't do a joint account anymore, or else that becomes her debt.
And now it's her debt. She's an idiot. I wouldn't.
Well, if you have a bank account, she's not taking on his debt if you have a bank account.
Okay. Well, I mean, I still think that he should still contribute. That's his way. It's not like all the money that she makes, just because they don't have to pay out the house, it's not like all the money she makes isn't going somewhat to the house and the upkeep of the house and everything.
But if they're married,
it doesn't matter.
If you have separate accounts, maybe. But isn't that weird that you got to write your wife a check every month? Does that go the other way?
Well, like if he owned the house and she had to continue to pay the rent?
Yeah, like I don't want a check from my wife. We're together in this. I don't want money from her.
And I would expect my boyfriend, if we got married and this situation was reversed and he owned a house, I would expect him to like charge me rent and everything unless we...
You're married.
I get it. You do things for the other person, but there has to be some sort of like... And you would want that anyway. It shows that you're paying towards something.
The house is already paid for. What's he paying towards? You're already splitting the bills that are coming in.
Listen to how whiny Spence and I are right now.
I don't understand.
I don't understand. We're both whiny.
I'd make him pay off his debt before I married him. That's what I would do.
Yeah?
That is true. I would make him
At what point does all that nonsense stop? If you get joint accounts?
Because you assume that debt, right?
I don't mean it's nonsense. I get it. But
when you get married, once you're married, that's your debt. That's collectively
your
debt.
Yeah, you assume the debt anyway, don't you?
Oh, no way, man. Don't marry him.
Don't marry him right now.
Whatever rent you're going to charge him, tell him, pay that toward your credit card.
Is the Kool-Aid man the pitcher or the Kool-Aid inside the pitcher?
The Kool-Aid man is the pitcher.
Yeah, the Kool-Aid inside is his lifeblood.
Yeah, it's his guts. it's his Kool-Aid guts. Your significant other and their... Okay, so Spence, Steph and her mom switch bodies. Kayla, Buddy and his dad switch bodies. You have to do it with one of them to switch them back. Who do you do it with?
Oh,
Buddy in his dad's body or his dad, Buddy's dad in Buddy's body.
I don't think I can make it work either way.
I don't. This feels so wrong in so many ways.
Impossible question.
Which is why. All right. Well.
Well, Amy's mom.
Oh, we're done. You know. Oh, leave me. You know what, lady? Leave me out of this. I don't want it. I don't want any part of that one.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah.
KLQC.
Yeah, I guess the answer is I just became a monk.
Yeah, right?
I think I might have just become a monk.
Yeah.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for no apparent reason, the Game of Thrones guy that played Jamie Lannister, Nikolai?
Yeah, I don't know.
Something. Jamie Lannister.
Nikolai Coster Summer. The guy who played Jamie Lannister on Game of Thrones getting booed at Comic-Con. because he's trying to defend the crappy way that he and his sister lover, died.
I thought it was great ending. I thought it was perfect for that character to end in the arms of Cersei. It made sense to me. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, this has been, for no apparent reason, the Game of Thrones guy that played Jamie Lannister getting booed. Trying to defend the crappy way that they had him die on that show. You're welcome, America.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Hit the dramatic music.
98.5 KLUC.
Introduce the contestant.
Victoria Cuellar from the Southwest.
Hello, Victoria. Thank you for potentially taking one for the team here. But you never know. Honestly, you never, ever know.
Yeah.
You can't win if you don't play, right?
This is what I say to you. Absolutely. Words to live by, ladies and gentlemen. So, here's the deal. The high number is?
985.
And the low number is?
001.
So, you know what? Victoria, shut your eyes, throw a dart at the board, and see what we come up with. What's the number?
Okay, I'm going to go with 418.
418?
Yep.
Nope. Too low.
Too low. But look at what you just did. Yeah, you cut out 417 other answers. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So it's pretty cool of you, and we will never forget your sacrifice.
I'll be trying again.
Okay, good. We'll play again at 9 o'clock. How about that?
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Sweet. If we don't talk to you, have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
I listen every morning.
You can take Jet, Spence, and Kayla to work with you as we kick off your workday each weekday with commercial-free music.
Love it.
The Jet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Poor Kayla's having to live the life of Lil Jess today. And we are so sorry, all the people. We are disappointed by not doing Hi-Lo, I Want to Go to Disneyland right now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which, you know what? Solid point. I'm going to move it away from being close to 9 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
At least till we're done with Hi-Lo. Yeah. Just move it back a little.
I got you.
We'll be fine. We'll be good.
It's been very interesting answering the phones. I want Disneyland tickets. Yeah, well, no, I want a massage right now, but that's not happening.
Whoa, such attitude today. Yeah, she's cranky. I'm not even going to get into the reasons why. I'll just let it suffice to say, Kayla is starting her week with a Monday.
Yes.
She's taking it out on Spencer.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I blink twice, that means call for help. I'm just saying. Who's contestant number one?
DLK from Blue Diamond.
DLK, by the way, who called her shot about 10 minutes ago. She goes, I want to play. So she's going to play. You better have a really good buzzer because you've had a lot of time to think about it.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's so weak. But that's all right. Okay. It's all right. We'll let it slide. We're just glad you're here right now. And then contestant number two?
Hannah from Northtown.
Hey.
Hey.
So, Hannah, what's your buzzer going to be?
Woo.
All right. Subpar efforts from two people who should do better as part of the as perennial, you know, way up there in the P1 power rankings.
Yeah, I bet your password is password, isn't it? I mean, honestly.
In all fairness, Kayla's energy wasn't really all there, so maybe she just brought us down.
Oh, taking
shots. We're sorry we're having a bad day, Kayla.
How about that?
Hannah always takes shots.
I don't know what.
That's all right. We'll discuss this in person with Hannah when she shows up at 10 o'clock today.
And yeah. Not in person when we do the P1 Power Rankings podcast on Tuesday.
Ooh. Is it too late to change my buzzer to head?
No. The opportunity's lost. Okay. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first, and he shall not be questioned. Kayla's the asker of the questions, and here's question number one.
So who is going to play the new female Thor?
Ding, ding, ding.
DLK.
Oh, what are the choices?
You don't get it.
You already buzzed in.
Oh, I knew it.
No, you're out. All right, so Hannah.
Hannah, is it Mila Kunis, Keira Knightley, or Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman.
You're not getting any of these right, Hannah, because you're no, it's Natalie Portman. It's Natalie Portman. One zip, Hannah, as we go to question two.
Which Game of Thrones character got booed at Comic-Con for their ending in the show? Is it Jaime Lannister, Sansa Stark, or Jon Snow?
Ding, ding, ding.
Be okay.
The second one.
The second one, whatever that may be. No.
Hannah, is it Jaime Lannister or Jon Snow?
Oh, I want to say it's Jon Snow.
Well, you shouldn't. No, it was Jaime. It was Jaime Lannister. And actually, it's kind of adorable because it's really just this one woman letting him have it in the back of the room.
I thought it was great ending. I thought it was perfect for that character's ending in the arms of Cersei. It made sense to me.
It's always one.
No, that's just my opinion.
That's so great, though, because you know everybody was thinking it. And she's, where are we at, Sierra? We're still one zip for
Hannah.
For Hannah. Let's go to the all-important third and final question. Eddie Murphy might get $70 million to do a couple of Netflix stand-up specials? God bless America. What a great country.
Right?
How good is that? So we'll make this all-important third and final question. Worth $70 million, maybe a record game-winning point.
So which actor signed the poster of an admiring fan while shooting his new movie in Louisiana? Was that Tom Cruise, Keanu Reeves, or Vin Diesel?
Ding, ding, ding.
Hannah from Northtown.
Tries to slip in.
Tom Cruise.
Is it Tom Cruise? If she's right, she gets $70 million points and she wins. If it's wrong, DLK is the champion.
Well, she gets to steal. She can still get it wrong.
She didn't already have one?
No.
Oh, it's Hannah with one?
Yeah.
All right, I tried to manipulate that. It didn't work. Next time, go along with me. Did you see me winking? Now, is it Tom Cruise? No.
No. DLK, was it Keanu Reeves or Vin Diesel?
Ooh, Keanu Reeves.
Is it Keanu Reeves for the steal and the win? Not even going to the dramatic pause. This has gone on long enough. That's your karma, Hannah. That's always stirring up trouble.
Hannah, regardless, I love you guys. Kayla,
no, we
have
love you
better
back.
Day.
Let me. Hey, no. Can I ask? No, she's having a fine day. It's all right.
Yeah.
Hannah, are you one of those? Are you the 1 in 5 person that thinks the moon landing was fake?
No.
Oh, okay. I just wonder, because you're a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Hannah was the one who was trying to
Maybe
convince.
Maybe Flagger started it.
Blast Kayla, accusatorial against WTF. Hannah, you're going down.
Pot stirrer. We'll discuss when we see you at 10 o'clock. She's coming by for a visit today. And DLK is our winner. You got a pair of tickets to go see Ali Wong when she brings the Milk and Money tour to the Encore Theater at the Wynn during Labor Day weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And let it be written in the history books that on Monday, July 22nd, 2019, Deanna Lee Kaiser of Blue Diamond was the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yes.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
Hello, I want to go. Let's do it.
98.5
KLUC. I have a really weird feeling about this one. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And I don't know if those feelings have ever, you know what I mean, had an impact before.
Yeah.
But I have a weird feeling because it's a large spread. Who's on the phone?
Rosie Jeffrey from Henderson.
Yeah, Rosie, I don't know what it is about you, but I got a feeling about this.
Okay, me too.
So the high number, Kayla?
985.
The low number?
418.
Honestly, do you think you know what it is, Rosie?
I'm going to give it a shot.
What do you think it is?
That's kind of a 450.
450?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. A lot of people go in the middle. Instead, Rosie thinks it's snugly up there, you know, close to the 418.
Yeah.
On the low end. 450.
Nope. Too low.
Like I said, I don't know if that feeling means anything or not. But
in this case, no, actually.
Not at all. In fact, I think it had the opposite effect.
Yeah.
Your intuition's sure.
Completely off.
Hey, Rosie, thanks for playing, though. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye. Sometime after 10 o'clock, the lovely Audrey Lee will try and send you to Disneyland with a 4-pack of 2-day park tickets.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you ready?
Kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
I think I'm going to do this for first pick tomorrow morning. But I want to throw this out here now, just to get a different perspective on a different type of day, all that kind of stuff. How much can you spend without asking your spouse?
Oh, God, I would say probably $200.
How much could he spend without asking you?
$10.
$4, yeah.
$10. You can buy lunch, $10 maximum.
What is this charge for $30 at Outback? What were you doing?
Legit, you're doing that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, no, I will. But I question all of that stuff, and it's so funny because I'll go out and I'll spend $200 like on a shopping spree. I'm sure. Like, I need new pants and new shirts and everything like that. And, yeah, he does not care at all. He gets curious what's in the bags, but then lets it go. Me, I'm, like, analyzing everything.
Our money's all separate, so I don't have to ask permission at all. As long as I can pay my end of the bills, she doesn't care. And I don't care what she spends it on, her money on either.
Vindication, Kayla. We're talking about this earlier, about the guy they got married and they still have to pay each other rent. Do you guys pay each other rent?
No, what we do is mortgage, there's all the different bills. I take pretty much half. I pay car payments and the mortgage. She takes care of DirecTV and such and such.
Oh, that's so interesting.
Just she pays certain things, I pay certain things.
Sorry, there was somebody earlier that was like, he was paying her rent to live in the house, but now that they're engaged, he doesn't want to pay rent anymore. And she's like, wait a minute, you know what? And there was a fairly good argument that he shouldn't have to, but I wished I knew what I know now about that I had forgotten about your particular situation.
But it's kind of like what we said there. She still wants him to pay rent. We just divide up whatever the household expenses are. And we split it.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because if you said, I don't want to pay this, she'd go, yes, you are.
No, the difference is her house is paid for.
So it's a different thing, though. That's a totally different deal. A buddy of ours got a friend of his that we all know. It's kind of on the periphery. So we know the one guy, he's closer to the inner circle. The other guy's more on the periphery. Say, why don't you come over? I want to show you something. I got a new toy. Come check out my new toy. And out in the garage, he's got a brand new BMW M8.
Ooh. Hey.
For those of you who are not familiar, those are about a $100,000 car. Jeez. And he said, wow, how did you convince your wife to get this thing? And he said, I didn't. She's probably going to be pretty angry when she gets home later. But if she wants to drive it, she'll get over it. Wow.
Oh, my God.
They do quite well.
I would hope so.
They
do quite well. Oh, and by the way, she's probably, the other thing too, she's probably going to have to park her car outside in the driveway because they won't all fit in the garage.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
So obviously the $100,000 Beamer's going in the garage.
No way, man.
That is so different.
Can't do that.
How much did you say you could spend?
No, that's a completely different thing, though. I don't ask permission about spending on this, but if I'm going to make a $100,000 purchase
of
a car.
Okay, well, then how much could you spend before you got to talk to your wife?
Any major decision would require.
You're fencing with me.
I'm
how
not
much,
fencing.
Give me a number.
20 grand. 10 grand.
10 grand. So you could so spend, you could spend $9,999.
Now you're fencing with him.
Yeah, I could spend probably that much as long as I can keep my end of the bills. She doesn't care what I spend it on.
$5,000. You could do $5,000. No, I mean, I'm asking. I'm not attacking it.
I understand.
You could spend $5,000 and it'd be cool.
I could. I wouldn't ask permission, but I would discuss it. I could, though. And she could do the same.
Oh, wow.
Oh, she wouldn't. If she spent $5,000, you wouldn't go, babe.
No, it's her money.
I'm being
That's cool.
You are very enlightened as a couple.
She has, it's her money, and I have my money as long as we pay the bills.
That's
you guys
cool.
are probably the most woke couple I know. Like that, no, that is awesome.
So woke.
When right. people see us around town, they go, man, that couple is woke.
Totally woke. Totally woke. I'm thinking maybe I could get away with a grand. Maybe. But I better have a really good story and I better tap dance properly.
Yeah. Like you gotta get to her before she sees it. That's the whole thing. If you're going a grand for, let's say, we have a trip that we're supposed to take next month and none of us are gonna take it. If you dropped a grand, you would have to get to your wife ahead of time and go, hey, by the way, this is happening.
And I'm like you, and I get it. We're just not those guys. We wouldn't go out and do it. It's not something that would happen. But in case I got a wild hair.
Right.
Maybe
you know? I might, in a grand, I'd feel ooky.
Yeah. I would. It does feel dirty.
I'd be a little dirty. All right, that's fun. So we'll do more of that later.
You've been listening all morning. Keep it going at work.
They're just awesome. I love them.
The Jeff Buchanan Show kicks off your workday with commercial-free music on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
So you got one?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves could be the sweetest man on the entire planet. So he's in Louisiana right now filming Bill and Ted 3. And a woman named Stacy held up a sign that read, "You're breathtaking." And it's a reference to Keanu when he was at a convention where he used the words, "You're all breathtaking." So he took the poster from her and signed it, "Stacy, you're breathtaking, Keanu," and even took pictures with her and her sons. It was just a really sweet gesture. And you never see really celebrities that take the time anymore. So to Keanu Reeves. You win.
Once again, we are in lockstep. That was mine as well. So co-sign on that.
The greatest person in the world.
Spence, what you got?
The other day, three film reels containing footage of man's first steps on the moon were auctioned off. Okay?
Okay.
A Las Vegas engineer by the name of Gary George, a former NASA intern, bought those tapes at a government surplus sale back in the 70s for $218. His hopes were to take those tapes, go to TV stations, and sell them off for a profit.
Huh.
Okay.
He doesn't do that because his pops looks at the box of tapes and notices three of them are labeled Apollo 11 EVA, and they're dated July 20th, 1969. Fast forward to 2008, basically the 40th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. He finally sees what's on them.
He's never watched?
Now, NASA is quick to point out that this isn't unseen footage. It's very high quality footage.
Sure,
but it was probably recorded from the images sent to television stations back then. But the fact is, he kept it all these years, and now sold that $218 investment for $1.82 million.
Wow!
And he's a local. So here's to you, Gary George. You're rich, and you is.
Yeah, that's
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
By the way, partial vote. Greatest person in the world today, Kayla Jo Walker, has had to run back and forth from Lil Jess's studio. Just literally to answer the phones. It's a goofy thing, but it's just...
Great job, Bob.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for pitching in on that.
Hopefully I didn't make anybody mad at the phone. I mean, I hope not.
Why would you do that? Were you mean?
I wasn't mean. I was very, very nice. But it's like Lil Jess is very proficient. Like, she has her way of doing it. And I just try to live up to the legend.
Sally, how, on a scale of 1 to 5, if you were 5 stars for Kayla's phone etiquette, what would you give her?
5 stars.
Good. Ah. I would hope so.
You're my new favorite listener.
I listen every morning on the way to work.
Thank you.
It's going to take more than that to be our favorite listeners.
Just so you know. Hey.
But as we have learned with the P1 Power... Well, yeah, and as we have learned with the P1 Power Rankings, all you have to do is suck up to Kayla once, and she will vault you right to the top.
That's all it takes.
Right to the... Sally will probably be number one in the P1 Power Rankings tomorrow.
That's my game. That's what I want to be.
No, perfect. Of course. Of course. You know what you're doing. You're not new. So this prize that we've probably... I don't know that we've ever given it away before is a what?
A carload.
It's a carload. It's an actual carload. Wow. To the Las Vegas Westwind Drive-In. Here's how it works. A carload pass is good for one vehicle, and you can cram up to 8 people in that. It is a literal carload. So enjoy and have a great time and have a great day, and thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
All right, hang tight 1 second. You're going to, Kayla Jo Walker, come out and suck up today, because Kayla's going to be out with a rare personal appearance.
John's Incredible Pizza. It's at Twain in Maryland. 2 to 4 o'clock. Kayla, see you out there, but they're shooting some sort of TV special with the Chopped champion.
So witness protection people, stay away. Yeah. Sure, no, you won't be happy. And other than that, we'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.